This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
The founding fathers definitely knew what they were doing when they said, "Shall not be infringed." Forget all the misinformation, because this is the blunt object. Presented by Second Call Defense. Defending you after you defend yourself. This is Lock and Load with Bill Brady.
All right. Hour number three. First 2 hours, this flew right by. I mean, the only time this doesn't work out good for me is when the decrepit infrastructure in this new area that I moved to lets me down. And then for no reason, it'd be just sunny, nice, present day, birds chirping, power goes out. Thankfully, that hasn't happened today, so we will just press on. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Frog Lube. I may run out. Now, I've got four guns that I have to prepare before we take them to the range. And I got enough solvent. I just don't know if I have enough of the extreme, so I'll have to look at that. I may have to break into the CLP, but that's okay. Frog Lube is two tiers. First tier, clean it up. Solvent. Drop everything in it. Just drop it all in there. Don't worry about it. Pull it out, dry it off. Apply the extreme or whichever one of the ones you wish to use. Put it back together and the gun is going to function. It will have been treated. It is going to be good to go. Check them out at froglube.com. Coming from the anti-gun left, we get this little missive coming off of what's happened in Pennsylvania, where they have passed a bill allowing teachers to be armed in Pennsylvania, much like they are in Ohio. Here we have two pilgrims named Peter Langman and Fritz Walker. And in one of those Pennsylvania newspapers, they have written a nice little story called "Giving Teachers Guns Won't Make Schools Safer." So I'm going to give this to you in parts that are verbatim because I can't get out there and paraphrase anything they say because I'm too logical. So, here we go. Fear is among the most powerful of human motivations. That's true whether the fear is based on rational grounds or irrational considerations, i.e. paranoia. Both evoke strong emotional responses. When the threat is to the safety of the most precious persons in our lives, our children, emotions are magnified. On top of that, intense media coverage can't but help make a horrific event like a mass school shooting at Sandy Hook or Columbine seem like an imminent threat. But the only way we know to separate fear from paranoia is through facts and knowledge. Now, remember, after Sandy Hook, they were pushing for gun control to keep this from happening. So from these two anti-gunners, we get this. According to the National Center for Education Statistics 2016 report, indicators of school crime and safety for the 10 school years, culminating in 2012-13, an average of 21 youths, 5 to 18, were victims of homicide, and 5 were victims of suicide while attending America's schools. For the same ages, there were 1,480 homicides per year, 79% by firearm, 1,406 suicides per year, 40% by firearm, were not in school. The rate of violent deaths in school is about 80 times less than outside of school. Elementary school homicides are even rarer, according to school violence expert Dewey Cornell from 1992 to 2012, which, like above, includes the year of Sandy Hook. America had a grand total of 56 such homicides in 21 years, yet less than 3 per year. So put another way, with 83,000 elementary schools in the U.S., each school would experience one homicide approximately every 31,000 years. Homes are far and away the place where most homicides occur, followed by our streets. So, in this point that they're making, they completely shoot down the points that were being used to press for gun control after Sandy Hook. But they continue on. This is why it's so irresponsible that State Senator Donald White, a Republican who represents the 41st District in Western Pennsylvania, sponsored legislation that would permit school districts to allow school employees, including teachers, to carry loaded firearms in our classrooms. And his co-sponsorship memorandum for the bill, he justified it as a response to a number of tragic school shootings. But as we've shown, such events are rare. Now, when I was saying this after Sandy Hook, I was under death threats. And the only reason this is coming out now is because these people, what they're looking at now is they're saying, well, wait a minute. We've made schools a gun-free zone, and this is going away. What's going to be next? Are the parents going to be allowed to carry guns there? Hey. But we go from there. Right now, what they're citing is all actual, true data. That's going to go away right now, because we go from there to, we know from numerous studies that guns in homes are associated with multiple factor increases rather than decreases in death from homicide, suicide, or accidental shooting. There's nothing to suggest that schools would be any different. So in 2013, Langman had the honor of serving on the Pennsylvania Joint State Government Advisory Committee on Violence Prevention. The committee strongly recommended against the arming of teachers. The Pennsylvania State Education Association, the American Federation of Teachers and National Education Association all strongly opposed teachers carrying firearms. Consider some of the many things that are likely to go seriously wrong should that bill become law. Students stealing and firing guns. Now, in Ohio, that hasn't happened. In Colorado, that hasn't happened. In Arkansas, that has not happened. In Utah, that has not happened. In Texas, that has not happened. Panicked teachers missing the perpetrator and hitting innocent people. There probably won't be any perpetrators, but these teachers, where they're training, even where they don't have a faster program in place, are they're getting in there and they know what to do. Police shooting armed teachers in the belief that the teachers are the assailants. If they don't have this, and I've never asked this in the FASTER program, but if the police are responding to an active shooter in a school where they have FASTER trained teachers, they should be told that, and then they should be given pictures of all the people that are FASTER trained teachers. And maybe those teachers should show up every day and give a written description of what they're wearing. So in the event that they are tracking a guy to this hallway or that hallway, they need to know who the teachers are on that hallway and how they're dressed. This is not me being a genius. This is just me. I used to train in fire maneuver. Now, they say a proliferation of firearms in schools would unquestionably increase the odds of such occurrences, leading to the loss of innocent lives, except it hasn't happened anywhere yet. They cite, currently in Pennsylvania, only highly trained law enforcement and security personnel can carry firearms on school grounds. I'm going to tell you something. With the exception of people like J.T. Albrecht, most police don't highly train. They don't. They do not. You and I train more than they do. But according to these two yahoos, they should keep it that way. The best method of further improving school safety is through implementing threat assessment procedures to identify potential perpetrators before they come to school armed and ready to kill. So we're talking pre-crime now. We're back to the Minority Report. During the Senate debate, a letter signed by 15 educators who survived Sandy Hook was read, and it stated it would not have made themselves or the students safer and may have made it worse if they were armed. How do you know that? I know of one instance when Adam Lanza was walking down a hallway and a teacher came up behind him. And he didn't notice it and she got away. She could have popped him. And all of that carnage, a good portion of that carnage would have been averted. But you know what? This is Stockholm. This is Stockholm, I guess. So, you're sticking your heads in the sand, guys. And your fear is what gets people killed. Your political correctness kills people. I hope they pass it, and I hope they implement it, and I hope you guys cry. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with a reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith. Born out of friendship, with personal service you would expect from a local dealer at your fingertips. This is Crack and Pop, a reloading company based upon superlatives. Number one in customer service and your number one Dillon dealer in the U.S. Here you have a one-stop reloading authority waiting for your decision to reload. Crack and Pop will guide you through your purchase, making it efficient and seamless. All of the components or supplies you need. Crackandpop.com. One site. All of your reloading solutions.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
If there's a toxic chemical biological gas smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job, are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off plus free shipping.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP. As slim as possible.
Lifetime Graze 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
All right, back again. This time with a little common sense, I hope. Pulling our heads out of the sand. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Frog Lube. Frog Lube, what can I tell you? Frog Lube is one of those products that was developed based upon experience. It was Larry Lasky's experience. I know that anytime I meet somebody, a lot of people that I meet that claim military backgrounds were SEALs. Just a lot of them, just a whole bunch of them. And but in fact, Mr. Lasky was. And he was not just a SEAL. He was in command and control. And he recognized in certain lubricants a propensity to fail in certain extreme environments. And he set out to make one that would not. And that was Frog Lube. And he succeeded. Check them out at froglube.com. There are a number of representatives who were shaken to the core by this attack in Alexandria. I get it. I'm surprised that they're sitting around and they're just now thinking to themselves, well, you know, maybe we need to look into protecting ourselves. I would have been doing that anyway. But some of them, without, I'm going to be nice and say to myself they weren't thinking, wanted to have a carve-out. They wanted to become elite citizens and get something that you and I don't get. Well, despite the fact that he's always seeming to miss a whole bunch of things, House Speaker Paul Ryan got out there and he confirmed his support for reciprocity legislation this past Friday, but stopped short of any bill that exclusively gave concealed carry rights to congressmen. Which, for me, that is a welcome part to it. Several Republican members proposed a handful of Second Amendment reciprocity bills following the shooting in Alexandria. But Ryan told the Daily Caller, I support reciprocity, but I don't know if all of our members support reciprocity. There are issues some members have on federalism grounds on that. Texas Republican Representative Brian Babin proposed a bill in June enabling congressmen to lawfully carry a concealed firearm wherever their duties take them, including D.C. Ryan did not support the special exception for members of Congress related to Babin's bill, saying on Thursday, my own view with respect to members of Congress with that question is that we've got to be treated under the same law like everybody else. No special exceptions for members of Congress as far as I'm concerned. Kentucky Republican Thomas Massie also put forth a bill on June 15th associated with concealed carry reciprocity rights in the D.C. area. He spoke to House Majority Leader Kevin McCarthy about his bill Thursday afternoon, which he felt was a positive interaction. His bill, H.R. 2909, the D.C. Personal Protection Reciprocity Act, presently has 80 co-sponsors and would require D.C. to recognize out-of-state permits to carry concealed guns. Massie told Daily Caller, three-quarters of the states already have reciprocity agreements among the states, so it's only natural that D.C. should follow suit and do the same thing. He went on to say, now, as far as national reciprocity goes, there's a debate about the 10th Amendment and whether the federal government can tell states they have to honor the gun control regime of another state in their state. That's not really a 10th Amendment issue, by the way. It's perfectly, the states can't take away a right, okay? I mean, do you understand that logic? Getting out there and saying, well, the Second Amendment exists and the right to keep and bear arms is there. Getting out there and saying, but, you know, the states can do whatever they want with it. That was not what the founders intended. Representative Massie says there's no 10th Amendment issue with the D.C. bill that he's introduced because the Constitution is very clear. This body makes the laws for the federal city. D.C. officials appear ready to fight Massey's bill and any others that challenge their local gun control laws. In, like the non-voting Eleanor Holmes Norton, she told the New York Times, Washington, D.C. is the last place you want to condone or allow concealed carry weapons. They're certainly not going to be successful if I have anything to say about it, but you don't, Eleanor. You have nothing, in fact, to say about it. Massie disagreed, saying this is a slam-dunk legislative issue. Also, politically, I think it's a great move because 3 summers ago, I offered an amendment here to defund Washington, D.C.'s gun control laws, and 20 Democrats voted for it. So I think it's actually politically a good vote in the House, and it's an excellent vote in the Senate because you have 9 Democrats who are up for re-election in red or purple states that Trump won on a pro-Second Amendment platform. I'm buying it. We're going to cover this whole Democrat thing in just in the very next segment. But Eleanor Holmes Norton getting out there and saying, if you have, you know, you don't have anything to say about it already, lady. You have nothing to say about it. D.C. is basically an occupied territory that exists for the convenience of the seat of government. You getting out there and saying, well, we will resist this. You know you won't. You're funded entirely by taxpayer money. Entirely. That goes to the feds first and then comes to you. You have nothing to say about this. You need to shut up. Why should the seat of the government of a constitutional republic be one massive under the glass gun free zone? And why should you make it so difficult? Why should you be able to put people in jail? I mean, they got some guy on having Civil War era 50 caliber rounds, which basically are musket balls. He had two of them on his desk. Oh, my God, he's a gun violator. So I get a kick out of Eleanor Holmes Norton. I've seen her try to park her car. She can't do that either. But, you know. Here's what you need to do, Republicans in Congress and in the Senate. Just pass national reciprocity, include D.C., then you won't have all... You know, if Representative Massey, with all due respect, you've got 80 co-sponsors for your bill, but national reciprocity has over 200. Just go get you 20 more. You can do that, can't you? Isn't it going to be easier to get 20 more than 140 more? Because I don't just want to carry a gun in D.C. I want to carry a gun from sea to shining sea. Stephen D'Andrilli has promised me he'll buy me the nicest steak in New York City. And when I go to New York City to have this steak with my friend Stephen D'Andrilli, I want to be carrying a gun. For no other reason than it's the right thing to do. For no other reason. I don't anticipate any trouble there. Not going to be looking for any trouble there. A lot of things I want to see. I'm going to be a sightseer. But, hey. Let's go for the big prize and let's stop trying this piecemeal thing, shall we? But when we get back, we're coming up on the next break. When we get back, we're going to go look at the arrogance of both the media and the Democrats in the face of reality. This is Lock and Load. Combining practical application, affordability, and an over-engineered design. This is the world of Lucid Optics. Lucid is a company developed on a dream but designed on a firing range with input-based perspective that is unique in the optics industry. Copying no one and with value exceeding everyone, their lineup has something designed for every shooter and every application. To check out this indestructible selection, go to mylucidgear.com for the 2017 catalog today. Lucid Optics. On target. Under budget. You have chosen your weapon, but we have the technology. We can make it better, faster, more lethal. We are Hive Technologies. Mastering efficiency and production, we bring a suite of parts designed for your defensive weapon. Increasing capacity, dexterity, and speed. 100% American made at a price that all shooters can afford with parts for your Glock and Smith & Wesson developed to increase your defensive capability. Find us at HiveTechnologiesBuilder.com. Hive Technologies. Welcome to the Hive.
Identity theft is going to ruin your life if you're not prepared. Hi everyone, this is Paul with Liberty ID. Hey, millions of Americans fall victim every year. Odds are your identity has already been compromised and alerts aren't going to save you. The solution is restoration, and the only company that provides a money-back guarantee is Liberty ID. Go to Liberty ID and use the promo code FREETRIAL for 60 days free. That's LibertyID.com, promo code FREETRIAL for 60 days free. Cancel at any time. Liberty ID is the industry leader in identity theft restoration, with a 100% success rate in restoring our subscribers' identities no matter how they're stolen. Liberty ID fixes the fallout for you. Liberty ID does the work, but you have to be prepared. Go to LibertyID.com, promo code free trial. LibertyID.com, LibertyID.com.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Or you at a party and someone said, hey, try this. Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Try to answer a question here that bothers me a great deal. But welcome back, coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Frog Lube, developed based upon a necessity and a perceived need. Frog Lube meets and exceeds the expectations that Larry Lasky had for it. It did it for him, it does it for me, and it will do it for you. Check them out at froglube.com. Mark Warner is a ranking Democrat on an intelligence committee, as is Adam Schiff in the House. But you would think they're the chairman of the committee, because Chuck Todd and John Dickerson and Jonathan Carl meet the press, face the nation, and this week they invited members from the Senate Intelligence Committee or the House Intelligence Committee, and instead of inviting the chairman, which were both Republicans, they invited Democrats to insinuate that the Russians elected Donald J. Trump. So who do they need to turn to get that sort of a slant? Well, they need Democrats. So do they ask for information from the chairman of either intelligence committee? No. Because these programs are leftists. So they can be counted on faithfully to bring the ranking member of either of these committees. That is to say, a knee-jerk, jerk Democrat partisan to maintain what Meet the Press moderator Chuck Todd now calls the drip, drip, drip of Team Trump's meeting with Russians. Now, why you would go and watch or hear these Trump hate spewing programs, you might be justified in concluding that Senator Mark Warner is the chairman of the Senate Intelligence Committee, or that Representative Adam Schiff heads the House Intelligence Committee. How eager is Warner to create the impression of wrongdoing by Team Trump? On Meet the Press this past weekend, he told Todd, "We have a counterintelligence investigation. Our job is to find the facts. Our job is not to find criminal behavior. That's the responsibility of Special Prosecutor Mueller." Now, at this point, Chuck Todd should be leaning over his desk with his little narrow shoulders, interrupting and asking Warner to, you know, "Since when did Special Counsel Robert Mueller become a special prosecutor?" Warner went on to tell Todd, "I've learned that there's a wide breadth between what is called in the espionage business a useful idiot and full-fledged collusion." And the viewers of Meet the Press are learning that there's no distance at all between leftist propaganda and the disinformation spewing from these programs. Warner also appeared July the 16th on Face the Nation, and he was introduced by moderator John Dickerson as joining the program from Oak Bluffs, Massachusetts. Why didn't you point out that Oak Bluffs is on Martha's Vineyard? "Behold leftist Mark Warner, another man of the Martha's Vineyard summer-going people." At This Week, where Jonathan Carl followed the Martha Raddatz practice of treating Representative Adam Schiff as if he were the House Intelligence Committee chairman, Schiff asserted if any kind of understanding that comes out of that meeting between Trump Jr. and the Russians, "You get us the dirt, you start leaking dirt on Hillary Clinton, and we will look favorably on repealing the Magnitsky Act. That is a very serious crime." Is it any more serious than when Obama told Medvedev that when I get reelected, I'll have more flexibility on this whole missile defense thing? Carl did follow up to inquire if Schiff had information that, in fact, a serious crime had occurred. How can you, the public, expect a Trump-hating media person to challenge a Trump-hating politician? How can the public expect the media side of the Trump-hating media intelligence complex to investigate reports of illegal surveillance of Republicans by the Obama administration, or the leaking of classified information and the unmasking of individuals, part of a conspiracy to subvert the 2016 presidential election? They operate in the shadows. They have zero transparency. So, you know, these are sinister and cowardly people, unwilling to come out in the open and declare their hostility to the constitutional system, pursuant to which the American people elected Trump their president for a 4-year term, you leftist idiots. Now, why are they acting this way? Well, that's because they're throwing a tantrum. Now, in the Gale Encyclopedia of Children's Health, tantrum. A tantrum is an episode of extreme anger and frustration characterized by crying, screaming, and violent body motions, including throwing things, falling to the floor, and banging one's head, hands, and feet against the floor. Tantrum synonyms, outburst, fit, sulk, rage, frenzy, paroxysm. I use that one all the time. You're having a paroxysm. Now, they've always demanded on the left that we do their bidding for the sake of the children, because children are the future. Everybody has to be a role model. The children are watching. All they want is a role model. And all of that went out the window with the election of Trump. Now their childish display of rage has been loud and violent and incessant. First, they wanted to scrap the Electoral College, which is a political equivalent of swiping the table clean before storming off in a huff. Then they went after the members of the Electoral College, threatening to hold their breath and turn blue, unless they overturned in their favor. They indulged their singularly enormous ego by behaving like a 3-year-old clad in rage-colored onesies. And since then, it's been Russia, 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 resist, 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 riot, 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 rumor, rumor, rumor. This amounts to only an alliterative outburst of self-centered conceit. They employ endless unnamed sources behind every unsubstantiated accusation every time. Is this the way we should be modeling for the children, leftists? Stop the game board, kick the pieces around if you lose. Put on some masks and smash windows if you don't get your way. An adult would understand that sometimes losing is a valuable experience, especially if it is used to examine oneself, which you guys haven't done. Self-assessment is critical. It's a moment of a touchstone of a fully developed human comportment. And I haven't seen a leftist commentator call out his political cohorts for this incredibly prolonged display of unequivocally self-indulgent behavior. Lefties, we already know you definitely blame racism, white nationalism, and Nazism for your defeat, even though the people that voted for Trump voted for Obama. They changed because Obama didn't deliver, because you didn't deliver. So why are you doing that? The real question here is, can you think of anything that you did wrong that caused the election? Anything at all. It would be pleasant if you could take a moment and quietly and honestly go into that corner over there and contemplate the question that I just asked you just that little bit before coming back and joining us at the adult's table. That would be so refreshing. They are, without a doubt, something altogether different. And, you know, I'm glad they're showing themselves for what they are. America's woke. They're going to stay woke. A lot of people don't care about Russia. A lot of people don't care about it at all. All they see is leftists. They're against Trump. And Trump is delivering. And they see that, too. They get it, because they're woke. It's good stuff. It's good to be around right now. I like it. When we get back, we're going to look at the rising star that may go dark from the Democrats. This is Lock and Load.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com is better than ever. I'm Pat Matthews, here to tell you that BuySellMakeOffer.com, the revolutionary site for buying and selling anything and everything, just upped the ante. Go right now to BuySellMakeOffer.com and click the Sign Me Up button. When you do, you'll get the first month free, and then it's just $9.95 a month to be a member forever. And you don't need a credit card for the initial setup. Create your own store on the site and sell whatever you want, as long as it's legal, however you want, and sell an unlimited number of items. Create your own intro video to describe what your store is all about. Use Skype to see who you're buying from or selling to. Sell unused household items, as well as antiques, cars, televisions, collectibles, real estate. The possibilities are unlimited. Use social networks to promote your store right from our site. Remember, there are never any fees, no matter how much you sell. Become a member today. I'm a member. Get all your friends to sign up, too. This could become a great business for you. Sell whatever you want for the first 30 days free at BuySellMakeOffer.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1. Stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything. Your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2. Call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-945-1063. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-945-1063. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-945-1063. That's 1-800-945-1063.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Last time on the firing line. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Frog Lube. Larry Lasky has something he calls the Frog Lube IQ. This is where if you are using Frog Lube and you are using it correctly, your IQ is going to go up, your gun is going to run, and that's the beauty of the whole system. And that's what it is. It is a system. Check them out at froglube.com. California Senator Kamala Harris, the replacement of Barbara Boxer, the best-looking attorney general ever. She is a big Democratic star right now. She has become the latest flame of the big-money Obama-Clinton backers. And they need a star right now. But in her home state from which she comes from, because after all, she represents, she's a junior senator from California. She represents California. The economic picture in her home state may not be quite so attractive for Democrats in 2020. Jennifer Van Laar at townhall.com warns the last thing Republicans should do is underestimate the Dems' rising star. But she also links to a 2015 San Francisco magazine that cast the political rise of then-Senate candidate Harris in a slightly different light. But as is the case with so many bright, shiny things, her luminescence is all that you see. Any troubling material on the periphery is lost in the glare. California politics has evolved since the last California politician became president, and Ms. Harris may have troubling material arising from her home state economy over the next few years, because she is the one that they're looking to. Because everybody else on the Democrat bench is 70 years old, or going to be. Unlike Obama, who was he's my age. He went in when he was 48 years old. Joel Kotkin at Forbes.com makes the case that the Bay Area tech boom has masked disturbing trends in the California economy, and that dependency on a volatile tech economy could pose dangers. The tech boom is fueled by things like Facebook. Now, exactly tell me, besides delivering personal data, which is big business, but I mean, at a certain point, how much more of that do you need? And what, besides being able to mine your personal information, what does Facebook bring to the forefront? I know a great many people are on Facebook. I know everybody thinks there's some people who live on Facebook. I mean, literally, they're in there checking all the time. They're playing games. They're sending me invitations to Panda Pop, whatever that is. One day, though, somebody's going to figure out, you know what? This serves no purpose, really. It's actually sort of a distraction. And like MySpace before it, there will be something else that comes along, and we will begin to migrate from Facebook. And it will go bust. People tend to forget the depth of the tech bust at the turn of the century. Kotkin further notes that the growing hegemony of the few very large firms has reduced opportunities for potential rivals, much as the monopolists of the late 19th century did, leading to a decline in high-tech startup formation. The upshot of slowing tech growth and a possible major correction is that economic problems elsewhere in California become more pronounced, because that's become part of the ecosystem, that money funding all of this stuff. Listen, I'm an Apple guy, okay? I'm running the show on a MacBook, or excuse me, on an iMac, and I'm doing other stuff over here on a MacBook Pro. And I've got two tablets and an iPhone. But you know what? My MacBook Pro is a 2012. I don't buy one every new year. That's what they're counting on at Apple. You don't get to the planned obsolescence of the life of the device because you're just upgrading every time a new one comes out. People tend to change that after they look at things, and there's very little difference. Progressives love to campaign on inequality. But California may not be the best example for Democrats, according to Forbes. As of 2011, nearly half of the 16 counties with the highest percentages of people earning over $190,000 annually were located in California, but denizens of the state's interior have done far worse. Six of the 10 metropolitan areas in the country with the highest percentage of joblessness are located in the central and eastern parts of California. Kotkin points out that California's $15 minimum wage may work in San Francisco, but it will have more severe ramifications in the rest of the state. Climate change policy, which is existent there, is wreaking havoc with California electricity prices 70 to 80% higher than in neighboring Oregon and Nevada. Then, a recent study found that the average summer electric bill in rich, liberal, and temperate Marin County was $250 a month. While in the impoverished, hotter Central Valley communities where air conditioners are a necessity, the average bill was twice as high. So you're talking $500 a month. Think about that where you are right now. Among other findings, environmental restrictions on home building have resulted in the lowest home ownership rate since the 1940s. Younger people, in particular, are leaving the state in droves, with one poll finding that nearly half of all Bay Area millennials are looking to move out, largely due to housing and living costs. They have a net domestic migration outflow for 22 of the past 25 years, combined with low birth rates to create a looming shortage of new workers. California is home to over 30% of the country's public assistance population, with further expansion on the horizon. And while tech has boomed, the apologists have been able to ignore some 10,000 businesses that have left or expanded outside the state. So Kamala Harris may be the latest bright, shiny, progressive star, but California's got a problem. They have a disappearing middle class. And looking at what she has helped wreak, and she did. She was part of state government for a while. That's not going to go well for her. When Gavin Newsom was the... California has a tradition of sending the lieutenant governor out to visit businesses in California. And since the time of Obama, Gavin Newsom, when he was the lieutenant governor there, he had to go to places like Texas and Arizona to visit California businesses. And California, you know, they've got this green climate change thing happening, but it's just the stuff isn't happening and being generated there, but they're importing it from other states. So that means they completely missed the point that air moves. So they're getting power from Texas, and they're getting water from Texas and Arizona and places like that. And, you know, they just had... Because they didn't rebuild levees and everything because they wanted to have the high-speed rail, they just lost enough water to take care of them for 20 years. Because they went from drought to floods. The chat room is saying HR is checking social media before hiring people. Facebook will follow you. Most of these things that exist today, if you think about it, they're not even conveniences. Okay? They're not even conveniences. There was never, when I was a kid, a bully had to get in your face. Not now. Everybody wants to be a Facebook star or an Instagram star or a Twitter star. So they get on there, and if they get bullied or if they look sort of silly or something, well. And now, because we have things like actual speech that incites violence or is violent in its very nature that affects people mentally, apparently sticks and stones doesn't apply anymore. That whole names will never hurt you part, that doesn't apply anymore, is it? We have gotten so like snowflakes, I guess. I don't even know what the phrase would be. Snowflakey? Snowflake types? Snowflake-like? What would it be? I don't know. We've gotten so thin-skinned, or some people have. I'm not. You can't do what I do and be thin-skinned. I mean, it just doesn't work. Just doesn't work. But that's all beside the point. That's all beside the point. It really is. It doesn't bother me that much. But, hey, listen, tomorrow night, we're going to start with the Arbalest Quarrel. Then we're going to Sean Maloney. Then we're going to finish up with some training talk with Tatiana Whitlock. Back again in 21 hours. Infrastructure willing. Never forget, it's never been about gun control. Not once, not ever. It has been. It's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load. There was a company that wanted to educate their customers while saving them money. This is the description of Bootleg Inc. An AR-15 parts resource put together as a sister company to Primary Weapons. Bootleg is there for the builder. Affordable, high-quality parts with the highest pedigree. Accompanied by a knowledge base from the shooters of PWS. All questions answered, all solutions made available. Direct impingement made comprehensive. BootlegInc.com. All that is left is to build it. Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.